last Sunday, the Gemara Daf, Zayin Amud Beis. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Machlekes b'sheshneim adukin b'teifes, u'shneim b'teifes. Machlekes means, when do we say achleiku? When does the Braise say that the shneim adukin b'shtar? So it's achleiku, in other words, we sell the shtar. And one, each one gets a half. That's if each one is oduk in the teifes on the teira. Now the teira, that's the first lines in the shtar. In other words, biyachod b'shabes, kach v'kach yomim lechidesh pleini, shnas hamish salofim shvameis, hamishim. So that's the teifas. And then, so that's on the very top. There's the teif. And then it repeats and repeats. So that's called the teif. The bottom is called the teifas. And the top is called the teif. So machleikes, b'sheshneim adukim b'teifas. Ushneim b'teiref. Avlechot oduk b'teifes. Viechot oduk b'teiref. Zenei tol teifes. Vizenei tol teiref. V'rabiechot, in other words, who don't say achleik. So in other words, what does it mean? It doesn't mean the paper. The paper is worthless. It means we sell the shtar, the teifes, and the teiref, with the eating, everything, and then we are Mishaya. How much would be worth a shtar that just has the information that is mentioned in the Davis? And how much would be worth a shtar that just has the information mentioned in the Davis? And each one gets the worth of the shtar in which he's at. Vatanya zenit lad mokim shiodim agas, loitzricha di koyev tira bimitze, yochem aile memro, loitzricha di mikre legabdechat, mau di teime. Omale pleg hoche, kom ashpon doma mai chaziz di palges hoche, pleg hoche. Omale rabachem difil rabine le rebleza, doma zenit lteve zenit lteve, lomale vchilotzra ot chusei zorich, omale li dome. So Rashi says, "Shtored is bizman kameshove." The teira fodif miteifes. In other words, everything that the teira mentions, so the teifes also mentions. But the zman is just mentioned the first line. Beachod bishavua, kach v'kach yomim lechedesh pleini. So the Zman is mentioned just in the beginning, in the Teref, not in the Tefes. So Yamishaya, how much? Now, Ishtar without Zman is also good. By Ged, there is Takonis Chachomim, the test of Zman. But other stories, without his Zman is kosher. Mugdem is possible, but without any Zman is kosher. So Memele, the Teref, how different Tefes, this be mikim asman dil shim amal ve vam leve ve amoy is ksuv ma bitefes she tsorich laze million shel star be shitachen duika ke diknan kos be mil mile mone mu mat mosaim mil mile mosaim mu mat mone hakli la hatach. So the determining thing is what is mentioned at the bottom in the tefes, not in the tail. Avosman loymeda. That's only mentioned the teref at the beginning of the shtar. Vimishum smasedin. Du tachas hatefes. So why do we say that the teref is worth more? On the contrary, the teref doesn't have the edim, and the tefes has the edim. So the tefes is worth more. So Rashi says, Vimishum smasedim du tachas hatefes. Ho Yisrael Reb Shimon Gamliel made the bishtar she kosvei in tzorach likaimei. Why Midrash Kosfer? So thesis, one of the kashas, thesis, as many kashas against Rashi, but one of the kashas is Reb Shimon Gamliel only says Midi Bishtar Shekosvei is Ein Tzorach L'Kayim. In other words, he's not believed. In other words, he doesn't if the leve is made the shtar is genuine. In other words, that he told the eidim to sign the shtar. So mele, Reb Shimon Gamliel says, made the shtar shekosve is ein tzorach l'kayim. The Gemara Daf Zayin Amud Aleph again. Rebbe Sava maybe shtar shekosve tzorach l'kayim. Vim kaimli polik, vim kaimli polik. My time has to be alno. Mank was la stora leve, or come at the poor. The Rapshim Gamil, so my maybe shall she cost ain't so holy time. The Afal got the lame kayin. So if he had been the only mosaic in it, so he'd be able to collect the whole debt. But since they both hold on to the star, so my mele is yachlek. So Rapshim Gamil only says, in tzorach l'kayim, but not that the shtar without aiding, if the levi is made, that he was neisa l'shtar to the malve, that is valid. So what is the teres? Apparently, it's not such a devar poshut. According to Rashi, so the mandoma who says made b'shtar shekosvei is in tzorach l'kayim. Why? Because he does both the inkimeidim dome, so it becomes Mikuyem, and since Reb Shimon Gamliel says, according to Rashi, the thesis points out, I'm the Gemara in Borobasra, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds here the Misirekas, so Mele, that means we have to evade him on the king and on the Misire. So he does Baldin Kimedin Dome, so the lady himself, if he's made it, he told the Edim to sign the shtar, and then he's made it, he gave the shtar to the malve, some mele, he is himself a demisir, because he does well the intimating dome. Some mele is a valid shtar even without aiding. So that's why the one who holds the terev has more of a chilek than the one who holds the terev. Because then the one who holds the tefes, because the one who holds the teref has this man, but has no aidim, he doesn't hold on to the aidim, and the one who holds on to the tefes holds on to the aidim, but since he's made it, we don't need aid. These with man come the shavers. Is bizman kamashop piersharashe di mois filave u malve loishamina tixive nam bishita achaine bitefes vuika ditnan kosubim malle mone biteime hoyni meidi mishita achaine u kach isin chazoras ashta. In other words, that even though kosubim malle mone matamisai in hilch vasatachten, so but not the last line. The last line is we ignore it, and it means in the line before above the last line. Umas nissen di chosif le meile mone le meire bishitachene bigam pirech di beidim le shaminen rabshim le gamlil is le mid bishitachene koste in zoch le kaime u perushiteime. Dim chosh haf eisish in teve seidim kilu yeish le shtabel eidim im kin rabshim gamlil namelos shapir dinei di sovar dein tzorach l'kaimei mikol mokein kishein klali dechzime is bos. So that's the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so if we say eidechzime karse, so mele we don't need eidim altogether. Now, of course, there's certainly true of get and every shtar kinyan. There's according to Rabbi Lezer that the Misirekar say, so he don't need it. But the shaila is, how about being given from the chosim shebodim? So a mila al pei is not giving a chosim shebodim. A mila bishtar is giving a chosim shebodim. Is that based upon shtaraya of the mila bishtar? In other words, that it's not a shtar that is mishabit. It's the mila that is mishabit. And let's say a kodesh mandama, Shibuli the Rai says, so even Milva Alpeis gave it from Yoshim and from Likuches, but Chachamim wa Misake Mishim Pseide the Likuches, that a Milva Alpeis should not be given, but Milva Bishtar, since it has a call, so then there is no Pseide the Likuches, because they would be presumed to have had notice of the shibut and the chosin, and if they didn't have notice, it's their own fault. It means that they didn't act prudently because they could have found it out. So mele is hadru ad reis. So in other words, so then there is a, we saw that in the Morin Gittin there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Teisves Lid. From the base, the Gemara is nearby. Boy, Rome Bachome, the bottom. Hoya Mozokin be Tavle Shishalo. Now, the get is to be written on the paper, on the cloth of the Baal. First of all, there is a general thing in every Starkinia, the Sefer Amikne. So, and then there is a special halacha baguette, because of Vinosan, so the Baal has to write the get on his paper. Now, suppose we are mosaic that a certain tavle belong to the Baal, belong to the Ish, and then she produced the tavle, and there is a get inscribed on the tavle, and the Aredim who signed on the tavle. So the question is, did the Yishe makne the tavle before the Tzivu Abal? So the Yishe was makne the tavle to the Baal, and then the Baal instructed the Aredim and the Sefer to write it. Or Yishe doesn't necessarily know the Din. So Mimele, there is a chisong of Sefer HaMikne, and because of Inos, Hoyom Mozok Mitavle Shishalo, Biget Kosufoleon, Vare Yeitzom Etachas Yodimau, Mi Amrina Knui Aknisale, Oy Dilmo Ishel Yodol Aknui, Omar Abaye Toshma, Afu Heid Al Kfar Kotn Shoye Bisad Yoshuai, Voyo Bizokin Echot, Voyo Malbel Holdni Akvar, Vikese Vixav Yodei Bachirim Chism, Ubo Meisel Ifnichachomim Vichshu. So there was an elderly gentleman. He owned everything. He owned the real estate in the village. He owned all the paper, all the clothing in the village. And he used to lend money to the residents of the village. And then, of course, the Shtor Alvoye was written on the paper of the outset to the Zokei. So, and still it was good. So why is it good? But it has to be Sefer HaMakne. The answer is, since there is a loch of Sefer HaMakne, so Mele, the Zokin who owned the paper or the cloth, so he was makne to the Leve, and then the Leve told the Eidim to sign it. So it's a raya that Yodel Aknui. v'may v'binus v'makne v'leka l'amishun d'amgu n'aknu y'makle. All right. So Tezus is the kashe v'keise b'ksav yodiv achirim chayismin v'imtim ha'mayin y'nishtori alvoye l'get d'ein omer l'ray because get is ishtarkin v'shtar alvoye is ishtaray v'afir b'nu v'al peho yogevim mishabd. According to Mandaman, that's the way you pass that she put it arise. So even in the world, pays gave a minchos mishabod. But mishum said the likuches. So the chachom misake, it cannot be gave from likuches. If it's a mil alpe, but if it's a mil bishtar, there is no psid likuches, because then the Lokhim are presumed to have noticed, or they should have noticed, and if they didn't have noticed, it's their own fault. Some mele, they can be gave milvish takram brin and the chesed sabbat demand yazi bitzine yazi umechash yesh li kol amrinon hamechas odei obeidim geim mechosim shebodim vin some mele we don't need to vahamak. So what is this for shitim? So how? What the Gemara says? So Tesis says the Raya of the Gemara is, since the Zokei was so nice to them that he always lent them money, so Mele, they certainly, the residents of the village certainly reciprocated, and they were makne to him. They also had some real property, and they were makne to him karka, and the shtar Mechire or the Shtamatone of the Karka was also written on the paper of the Zoki. But it's not Sivar Makne, so obviously they are Makneti. That's Thesis. So we see from Thesis Shite, actually there are three Shites of Shet. Thesis Shite is, now the question is whether to be given from the Chosim Shubodim will require shtaray only. In other words, it only the milve is mishabed in the chosim, but the milve has to be backed up by the ray of shtaros. If it's a milve al pe beedim, it's not backed up by the ray of shtaros. Some mele, the milve cannot be mishabed, but if it is backed up by the Raya of Shtores, then the Milve is Mishabit. If the Milve is Mishabit, Mele the Aloche of Sifra Makne does not apply to Gvir from Shubodim Udishtav Milve. Even if we say Midraise, so Milve of Shibudi is the Raise, Milve of Peis Geve without Ishtaraye, but since Chachomu of Misakein, so Mimele, the Takonis Chachomim was that the Milve is not Mishabit, but what is Mishabit is the Shtar that's Mishabit. So it's like Ishtar Kinyan, except Ishtar Kinyan affects a full transfer of the Karake, and the Ishtar Alvoye affects a partial Kinyan in the Karake. In other words, the Shtar affects his shibut. It's like a partial kinyan on the car. And so we have three shittes. According to Teis Ves in Gittin, it's stolen the machlekes in the Gemore whether shibude is the rice or shibude love the rice. If we say shibude the rice, since me the rice, the Ibnimuval pay imposes the shibut on the chosin, and the chachom will misake, mishum seri del kuches, that the Milval Peh should not be Mishabeit, so Mimele, but if it's a Milva Bishtar, then it's a Kmua the Reis. And according to Mandoma, the Rav Popeh, that she would love the Reis. So in other words, so even a Milval Peh is not gave it. And Rashi says in Dushin, and even a Milve Bishtar is not given with the Raise, unless he specified Bifeirash in the Shtar. So, Vafilu Miglimet Al Katfoy, But if he didn't specify in the Shtar, even though we say Achayis to Yisefer, as the Rashbo explains, the Rashi, Daf Yud Gimel in Dushin, but since it has to be, the Shibut has to take place as a result of Aknoye, so it's like saying, suppose the Meche or the Nisim Atone told the Sefer to write Ishtar Mechir Ishtar Matone, and then the Meche forgot to mention that he is Makne, the Sode to him. So then we don't say Achayis to Sefer, 1,000 times Achayis to Sefer, but there is no Ishtar. But since the Milve is Mishabi, so Mimele, but if he doesn't mention Shibut, so then we should say, if not for Achayis to Sefer, that the Levi stipulated not to be Mishabit, because since it was omitted, so then we say Achayis to Sefer, no, it's not the Levi stipulated not to be Mishabit, it was a mistake by the Sefer, but the Levi really intended to be Mishabit. So Mele, since the Levi was a Mishabeit, he had the Kavone, the Das, to be Mishabeit, but it's only a question that's not mentioned, the Shtash, since the Milvi is Mishabeit, so Mele is gave. So according to Teisves, it's told in Machlekes between Ravune Brit, Rabbi Shua and Rafop, Rabbi Yechan and Rafop, whether Shibudi is the Raise or Shibudi loved the Raise. According to Rabbi Yechan and Shibudi is the Raise, so then the Milvi is Mishabeit, even after Takonis Chachon, because it's Mu'ed Raise. And according to Rafop, the Shibudi is loved the Raise, so then the Shtarest will be Mishabeit. Teisves, and then there is another Shidus of Rishenim, that whatever we say in the on the Raisa level, but since the Chachomim Mo Misakim, Milva Ope is not given Choshen Shibodim, Milva Mishtar is given, so mainly it has to be a Shtar Kinyan Ligavi Gviyah from Choshen Shibodim. And then there is a third Shidus of Rishenim, that even according to Mandoma Shibudi love the Raise, since the Chachomim or Misakin, that the Milvi Bishtar is gave, because Litinu Delis bin Lovin, some Mele, the Milvi is Mishabit, but the Milvi has to be backed up by the Rai of Shtores. Now, from the Gemara in Bore Basre, the last Daf in Bore Basre, Daf Kufain Hei, the Gemara has an abaye, whether diikne mishtabet or diikne loy mishtabet. So of course, according to Rabbi Meir, who says, or the makne doshol elom, so you can even be makne, he saw that he didn't buy it, but he intends to buy it. But according to, so certainly he can be mishabet doshol elom, if the Levi writes that he's mishabet, then he chosin that he'll buy in the future. But according to Rabbanim, we say, "Eino de makne davoshali baleilom." So he cannot be makne. Ruvin cannot be makne. He sode to Shimon that he intends in another week to buy from Levi. But maybe in Shabbat he can. So liflug is raya from this gemara that it's not the milvet that is Mishabit, the shtar is Mishabit. So then we can understand the two alternatives in the Abaye of the Gemara. Since according to Rabbanim he cannot be makne, so maybe he cannot be makne because that's a kinyan gomo. But mishabeit, which is only a partial kinyan, is chus in the sode to be gave, that he can do. But if we say that it's not a shtar that is mishabeit, is the milve to be Shabbat, but the milve has to be backed up by the Rai of Shtores. So what kind of a buy is it? So then we should say, even though in the Makdor Shalom, but the indebtedness takes effect later on too. If Shimon borrows 1,000 zuz from Ruvein, and then he has no sadeis, Ruvei, I mean Shimon. But then a month later, he buys a number of sadeis, and he still owes him, so the indebtedness should put a shibut. So we have to say, according to this Rishenim, that it's not the indebtedness, the intangible indebtedness, that puts a shibut on the chosim of Shimon, but it's the matmois by Ruvein that imposes the shibut on the nechosim, on the nechosim of Shimon. In other words, like King and Kesef. So in other words, if Ruvein gives 1,000 zuz to Shimon b'teras alvoye, so it's like paying money. So that imposes the shibut. All right. So Memele, we have to say here, when Rashi says that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that maybe Mishtar Shekosle is in Tzorch L'Kaimei, so Memele Sotesa says, so what? Maybe Mishtar Shekosle. So then there is Eidim, except that it's not Mikuyim. So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that maybe Bishtar Shekosvei, so it becomes Mikuyen for the Udaz Baldin, but where it doesn't have any Edim altogether, how could Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that it becomes Mikuyen? The answer is, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, according to Rashi, that Edim Misire Kalse, so if Edim Misire Kalse means the Eidei Hagode or the Eidei Biro and the Kinyan, so they make the Shtar into Ishtar. So Mimele, if the Baldin is made that he instructed Eidim to sign the Shtar, and he's made that he gave the Shtar to the Malve, so he does Baldin Kimeidim Dome, so he became the Edim Isir. He became the Misir. And that is also Tolu, Yemachlekes Rishenim in Gitin Dav Dalet and Dav Tes. The first mission in Gittin says, Hamevi getten es hayam sor shema b'fon ein echtam u b'fon ein echtam. So the Gemara is the kashe, why b'fon ein echtam, b'fon ein echtam, monashach. If according to Reb Lezer that the Misire Kalse, so it doesn't have to be signed by Edim altogether, so mele it doesn't matter that it wasn't signed lishmo. And according to Reb Meir, so why do we need before the Echtam Lishmo? And according to Reb Meir, that the Yachsime Kalse, so you understand just why the Shliach has to say before the Echtam, but if the Yachsime Kalse, some Mele, it doesn't require, so only the Yachsime has to be Lishmo, the Yachsime not Lishmo. So then the Gemara says, that we pasken like Reb Lezer and Git. In other words, that means that in the get, even if they are no idea, chsime and the get, but if they are misire, so and the misire come to Bezin and they tested that they saw how the Baal handed over the get to the Ishem, your daily Yodor, so then Bezin will give her a heter that she is allowed to get married. So Tesis says, Tabdale Damedalev, the Brahmastal, the Kamaloch, the Kavasa Begitten. So he says, Ufichoch, so that's another machleges reshen. We ask like a blazer let in Misire Kalse, suppose they are no in Misire, but they are in Yachsime. Whether in Yachsime, according to a blazer, that in Yachsime Kalse, that in Misire Kalse, Suppose there are no Eidim Misira, but there is Eidich Sime. Is Eidich Sime effective? So the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is in Teisves that according to the Blazer who says Eidim Misira Karse, so if we know there are no Eidim Misira, so then the Ishe cannot get married. And if she gets married, if we know that there are no Eidim Misira, Bishas Nesines Haget, so then she's in Ishishish, and if she has a child, the blood is a mamza with her eyes. But all the other Rishenim, the Riv, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, the Ran, so all the Chachmis for it are Chilik and Shrabnetam. And they say that even according to the Blazer, that it is Misire Karse, but it is Chsime is certainly Karse. So the Ramban explains it because when the Blazer says Eid Misire Karse, he only says Af Eid Misire Karse, but Eid Chsime is certainly Karse. And the Rif says no. The Rif says the Ran, that's the way the Ran explains Yeshitas Rif, because the Roshan of the Rif, if the Eid Chsime and the Get, then she can get married. Why? Because Anan said it. Because when the Baal told the Eidim to sign the get, so the Eidim certainly didn't hand over the get to the Isha. They would be Rishoyim, I mean, because Eidim Achshim Lashlan Lashlan Achdur Yisum Bebezen. So the Rai of Shtores operates how? Because when the Eidim sign Ishtar, the Mishayef told them to sign, they're not allowed to give it to the Kene, but they have to give it to the Mishraev. How did it come into the hands of the Kene and the Malveh? Obviously, he gave them Malvoye, or he gave the get to the Isha. That's how it came. So Mimele, to the Aloha of Eidim Achsum Lashtar, Nasik Shirach Kodesh Mibezden, the Idechsime become a Dibiru or a Deagode. I mean, it's a Shaila. The Agode and the Misire, because that's the Aloch of Shtores. Aloch of Shtores. So Mele is good, but Rametam Shiti is not. That when Rabbi Lezer says Eidim Misire Karse, only Eidim Misire and Eidim Chsimenat, but Rametam cannot deny the Aloch that if Nisha produces a get and she comes to Bezden will give her a psak that she's allowed to get married Lishuk to anybody. So you say that's why, because if the Isha produces a get, then we presume that probably there was a Eidim Misira. There were Eidim Misira. Yes. And that's a Mishnah Mefareshes Nashaleach. Ein Eidim Chis Mela Get Om the Tikun Eilom. Because in case the Eidim die or the Eidim go in the Nesayam, so if they wouldn't have Eidich Sime, the Ishe would have to be an Agune and she wouldn't be allowed to get married. So that's why the Chachomim are Misakin, the Chatchile, that every get should have Eidich Sime. So Ramtam says, Dileke, the Fichoch Tzoch, Li Zoyer, She Eidim Misire, Bishas Nisines Haget, Dinu kars di leke shomed misurin migrash afal gav de dixime vlohan he dixime elo shim yomus he di misire o yeu cholam nesayam shetinose al de dixime di mistome beachshanas ki da amrin bashleach lo yitzchich el rab leza damari di misire kars kin rabbanu dixime di zim de maise sade di dai in ame de az lo nesayam וכי משמע פרק בעשרי גבי שניים ששורכו שני גיטין ושני סיים שווי וניסר עבור ניסם שתיים לא זו וקומה בגמורה דולי קרב לזה משלי יד עדי מסירה בי מנעים מגרשי אבל רב מיה ניחה וצורך לימה דים שלו שנערה דיבי לרב מיה שמוכח מתייחה נדסיגן המחלקס בטווין Rashi and Teisves. According to Rameya, a get was written on Iksav Yochel Izdayev, on paper that could be erased, and then something else could be written, and it will not be Nika. So according to Rav Meir, the Gemara says it's no good. According to Rav Lezer, it is good. Now, this Gemara in Gittin Daf Chabeis. The Mishnah says, Daf Yutes, that Al Hakel Kesi. In other words, you can write a get on anything, even if it is a ksav sheyochel izayif. Al Ola shal zayis, even on a leaf of an olive tree. Bishlein ayad evet, v'neisel es evet. Bishlein yamid evet, lef shal mikzi, al keren shal po, al ikzi, al isve, elamako. Because of Nosan, the Bishim Mechud, Mishin Mechusar, al Ksiv and Sine. Yotzeze, Shemechusar, Ksiv and Sine. And then the Mishnah says, in case fin, the Mishnah daf chof, Alef on base, in case fin, lo yan yo mochuk vlo ya adiftarem, tne shi yochul izdayim. Vachachom mashir, saman chachomim, omer ablezoch, da amere, Reb Lezer, he the Tane, the Omar in Misirikas. So Rashi says, Reb Lezer, ho de Omar Simes haget heinu matere, for he sagar in Misir Vloid in Misire, dinu hu davi krisis. Dal koho bin an eidin di alfinon, erbo dovo dovo mi momen, vil kachli chashinu li dum mi zayin. Da amoron tzricha le mikriye, because the aloha is that when he get his nimsa, Bifneidim Misira to the Ishe, so first the Misira have to read the get, so they know exactly what is mentioned in the get. And if there is a tnai in the get, they know it, and they remember it, unless it's a long time, but if they testify in Bezdin, a few days after they saw the delivery of the get, Yada Balia, the Ishe, they're not likely to forget some mele. There is no choshe. Maybe there was a tnai and they forgot. But according to Rabbi Meir, that says, Eidech Simekar, some mele, the Ishe doesn't have to produce the Misire. Even the Misire went to Midrashayam, she can just show the get to Bezdin, and Bezdin will give her a heta. Some mele. Some mele, there is a choshe, maybe there is a tnai, and if it's written on your mochuk, maybe she erased the tnai, and it's not nika. That's what Rashi says. Vilkach lichashin udil mizayif, dhod amon tzrichalim mikriye, viav bitnoye inu yade, uman domarid misiri ike, ikea habol inosei tzricholo veidim. So Rashi Shita is that according to Mandomar, so then even if the get has Eidech Sime, so the Misire have to come and testify before Bezdin. So that's why, and the Misire, they testify before Bezdin a few days after the Nisine, so then they're not likely that they should forget whether there was at night. Some male there had nothing to be chesh. Teisves is chelik on Rashi. And Teisves says, according to Rav Meir, it's not a question. We are chesh. Even if we know for sure that there was not any night. Suppose today we have a Zirik machine. So we made a copy. A Zirik copy was made of the get, and we see there was no tnai. It is still possible midaraisi, because according to Rameya, that the Yachsimikar say, it has to be muchach miteche, and we cannot determine that there was no tnai on the basis of extraneous evidence. It has to be the evidence that there was no zeal he has to be intrinsic in the get. Then the Gemara says, "V'amar Rabbi Elazar, lo yachshir Rabbi Elazar baget that was written and ksaf yochol izdayev el alta avo mikan al soro yomim lo yachshinon yachshinon lo yachshada avo mikan al soro yomim lo yachshinon dil mehav beit noyev ziyachte v'Rabbi Yechon amar afilo mikan al soro yomim." A get is only a maid, so that the Isha should be allowed to get married. So the Isha doesn't postpone it. And immediately, the next day or a few days later, within 10 days, the Isha is likely to come to Bezdin and produce the get. And then Bezdin gives her a written psak that she's allowed to get married. Mashein kenish ta'alvoye gassim to the vine. So, mainly, sometimes the debt is not collectible until another year or so. So then, since the malve will produce the shtar lachazman, so then mainly it can be forgot. So appear we control the camera gabine. We deal mainly morphically azman oruch. If by shtar avoye the malve produces the shtar a year or 2 years later, why should Bezdin be given for me? But in the case where the malve produces the shtar alvoye a few days after the zman of the alvoye, so then Bezdin should be able to collect. V'nirel Rabbi Yitzchok the time mishum diseres hakosefu the remechsher bishtores afil alter the binon ol amed yamin rabbi. So the risk pshat is when Rabbi Elazar says Leichshir Rabbi Elazar, Ela begit Avo Bishtor Shtores Loi. So it's not because Bishtor Shtores there is a choshe, maybe there was a tnai. That's a din, because Gitn is Ishtar Kinyan. So in Ishtar Kinyan, so it doesn't have to be ishtaraya inherent in the shtar. Masheinti ishtar alvoye, so then the raya has to be intrinsic in the shtar, not extrinsic, not extraneous in the shtar. So mele, if it's written al ksav sheini yochel izdayev, so the raya is intrinsic in the shtar. But if it's written al niyomochuk, al ksav sheyochel izdayev, so the raya is only verbal. So mele, it's not valid as ishtar raya. Shezeres hakosefu, dlimich shereshtores afil altea, dibinorol lamid yamin rabim, v'Rabbi Yechon nomar afil vishtores, d'Rabbi Yechon litaimei, d'afil alasor yomim mitkat kirei. Because Rabbi Yechon holds that even lachas mamerube, eidim remember, so mele, the rishite is that since eidim amitkat kirei, so even though the raya is extraneous to the shtar, but that's the aloch of Torah, according to Rabbi Elazar, in Mesirat Karsi. The raya that is extraneous to the shtar is considered talpidin to be incorporated into the shtar. רבי יחוני טיימי דף לעשר היומים מתקת קירה ודי פורך וקסיב למען ים דויום רבים היינו משום דיסלקת אייטן דקרו לימוד אשתורס כוסה דילבוך על מה יעושה ומשנה לאיזתי בוסה ואיד יש לי מעדי דווקא בגיטן כמה רבי יחוני דל עשר היום מתחירה אבו בשתורש יש שריפת נויים לא התקירה ודווקא לאלטה מחשיה ואשת פור שפיר בבינו רמי גם רבים ואפילו לאלטרים לאחשיה In other words, so according to this Loshon in Teis Ves, even according to Rabbi Elazar, who says it in Misire Karse, so it's not only that the Misire make the Shtar into Shtar Kinyan, they make it into Shtarai also. Of course, the Yechsime make it in Shtarai, but the Yechsime is the portion, because the Rai is intrinsic. But according to Rabbi Elazar, who says in Misire Karse, so then even Ishtaraya becomes to the Misire. But the Raya is always verbal outside the Ishtar, so that's the Aloche, that if the Eidim Misire testify in Besden, so then it's considered that their Haggadah in Besden is inherent in the Ishtar. But then Pesach says something else. ויש מפורשים דין חילוק בין דבר ש... תעמחר ומתונה שאוסו ליקנס בלפי שור הווק מגיד So that Loshon Tesis holds that even Reb Lezer, who says in Misere Karse, that's only Ligabi Shtakinyan in Misere Karse, but Ligabi Shtaraya, Reb Lezer is made it to Reb Meir, that the Raya of Shtores has to be intrinsic, inherent in the Shtar. Otherwise, they know. Now, let's go back to the Tesis here, in Bobmetsia. Uperushi Teime. דים חושף איזה שניתי פסדים שניתי פסדים כאילו יש לשתה בלעדים אם כן רפשים גם נענה בלא עושה שפיה דיני דיסבד אין צורך לקיימי מכל מוקים כשאין כלל ידחסים מפוסל והתפמה עודיף תירף מתפס ככה שתה פוסל בלוי תפס כמו בלוי תירף דינים חק אפילו שיטה אחס מן השתה או פוסל אלא ודה יש לימה די במה שהשטר נפסל אין שווה. די כך שווה כשטיפס שיטה אחס מן הטיפס, כמו טיפס ליב ומלווה ומויס ואידים, והשטר אין כושר בלוי זה כמו בלוי זה. In other words, but רשע סבורה יש, since he does בלבין כמעידן דומה, so what, why are we concerned about the fact that דענוי דחסימה, so דענוי דחסימה, but but the Idaz Maldin is like Eidim Misire. So apparently, according to Teisves, if we say Eidim Misire Karse, it doesn't mean the Biror and the Kinyan. How is the Kinyan of Shtores affected? For the Nisines Ashtar, Shtar Mechire, Shtar Matone, or Get, so how does the Isha become divorced? How does the Eved become Yishucha? When the sin is ashtar, how does the sode become transferred from Reuven to Shimon for the sin is ashtar? So mele, according to Rashi, what affects the kinyan is the biro. We have to have a biro and the kinyan. So Rashi says, since he does baldin ki meidim dome, so we have a biro. But according to Teisves, it's not a debir that affects the kinyan, but it's a deria that affects the kinyan. It's a deria that affects the kinyan. In all stories, not only by Yerushin, because by Yerushin, Rab Netam Shite, in Gittin Daf Dalet, is that even Rab Meir would be made that without it in Misira she is not precious because of the aloha in Dovoshe Be'av or Pachas Mishnai, so it has to have So what is Mikayim de Geresh, not the Gdushin? The Ria Seidim, not the Yidia Seidim. And that's why a the Yidia Beloy Ria is not good enough by Gdushin. It's not good enough. Why? Because, let's say, suppose the Eidim stand under the chuppah and the Baal, the Chosn, shows them the ring. And the Eidim tell him to put the ring on the finger of the Kale, and then they look down the Eidim, they don't look, and then they see the ring is already, they hear the Eidim hear how the Chosn says Hareyat Mekudeshesli, but they don't know whether he put the ring on a finger she grabbed the ring from the Chosn's hand, and against his will, because if she grabbed it with his consent, there is no aloche of Yodeli Yodor by Gedushi Keset, only by Nisina Shtar, but not by Gedushi Keset. And then, let's say, suppose he's Mikadosh Vishtar, so then there is aloche of Nisina Shtar, Yodeli Yodor, like Abiget and Tligit Hamar Karke. So if they lowered the eyes and they didn't look how the ring was put on the finger of the Kale, so then they are Ediyah not Riyah, so the Gdushin is no Gdushin. So Amitam Shiti is that in the aloche of Likirmado, not only in the Rosh Be'al, that's a Kula Alme, even according to Ramea, if they are no Eidim Isires, so she's not Mekadeshes, because the Ria Saidim have to, the Ria Saidim affects the Gdushin or the Gerash. But according to Rableza, that Misire Kase, so even by Shtakini and by Shtamatone, if they are, it's the Ria Saidim Isire that affects the kinyan. Then that's Teis Veshite, the first lashon in Teis Veshingit. Dav Dalet. Ela Mashma. The Leilam Boy Rablazer Eidim Misire, but a Yechsime without Eidim Misire is not good. Veidi Rogram Tam Leina, Tafil Rab Meir, Boy Eidim Bishas Nisina Saget, the Indoba Shvea Parash Mishnaim, Vichain Shtar Matonas Karki, Ushtach Mecha, there is no Aloha of Likima Dovo, Vivres Hazar Lishagche, but it's Aloha in the Asiyas Ashtar, so that's also the Kima Dovo. Asiyas Ashtar, so the Eidim is not just Livure, but the Chsima So Eidim, I mean the Ria So Eidim, according to Reb Lezer, makes the Shtar into a Shtar Kinyan. They drove up Tamima, the fear of Maya Bahim Shasnes Aget, the double of Shah for Shnaim, the Hin Stamat on a Skarke, Stamecha, Shuliki and Karke, Vain Raye, a male clue, Rablazer, in Yodua shall we not sleep with Nadi. Meal, that's the first loss. Then he says, Meal Yishlechalik, that he even called what Dabdale the Medalev, tastes the Bahamasal, the time while Lochet Rablazer beat. Mir, then there is a second lashon. Mir yesh lechalik. Din yemomin di mehan yidaz baldin kime dome sage beidich sime v'mokim yidaz baldin. Aber gdushnu yereshen v'mehan yidaz baldin mishun v'chayev l'acherim di b'gdushnu osa l'akrevim v'gereshnu osa l'akrevim. So in other words, so there are two lishenes in thesis. So teis v'shitim b'mitziye is like the first lashon, that according to Rabbi Lezer, the Eidim Misire Kase, so then it does, Baldin is not effective, because in Asiyas Hashtar, we have to have the Riyah of Edim Yisrael, not just the Biru of Edim Yisrael, but the Riyah of Edim Yisrael. But according to Rashi, that it's not the Riyah that makes the Shtar into a Shtar, it's the Biru, Ho'edim, that makes the Shtar into a Shtar. So if it's according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that made the Shtar Shekosveis in Tzorch L'Kainei, because it does Modin K'meirin Dome. So the Nemones, so it's not Halacha Dafka Feides, it's the Nemones of anybody that makes the Shtar into the Shtar. And that's the, Rav Chaim says, there's the distinction between Shtores Ho'ilis V'Achoyes. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Gittin, Kol Shtores Ho'ilis V'Achoyes Shel Akum is Kcherim Chutz Migdinoshim Mishokro Avodim. So the Gemara says, Kaposik V'Tone Loishne Gittin V'Loishne Shtorem Atone Bishtem Shtorem Achora Shtorem Echa. So be nisinas moyes udikanye vishtar l'raye ba'alme avol shtore matone b'may kone v'ayishtore chas ve'ba'alme, because who signed it? Goyim. A goy is possible edes, and even if he's a goy who never lies, but he's still possible edes, so it's not better than an edes b'meishe v'aron. They certainly are the best beer in the world. So why is it good for the Gemara's? So one notion says, Tone chutz mecha gitinoshin, not only gitinoshin is excluded, but any shtar kinyan is excluded. And the other notion is because of dine malchus edine. Alright, so Rav Chaim explains it, because the raya of achoyis leimara nafshe is an extraneous raya. It's not in the mones inherent in the shtar. And in order to make the shtar into a shtar, there has to be an emunas that is inherent in the shtar, not an extraneous right. So that's the machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. In other words, Tesis shita is like the first lashon in Tesis in Gittin Daf Daled, and Rashi shita is like the second lashon, that by matone, since he does bavin k'meirin dome, so we have Edim Yisira also. We have Edim Yisira, and according to most machine, all the Chachmi Svorat. So if the Neisei, if the Leve is made, so it's considered Tidachsima also. And according to most machine, even according to Rablaza and Mesire Karse, but Edechsime are also considered in Misire because of an ansade, because of the Biro of Edes. So he says, Imkin Rashim Gamil Namalas Ishapir, Dnei Disavadin Tzorch Likaime, Mikomokim Kishin Klali Dechsime Post, Veid Bame Odif, Teref Mtefes, Kachash Tar Postle, Bile Tefes, כמו בלי תירף, דינים חק אפילו שתאחס מהשטר ופוסל, אלא ודא יש להם האדימה שהשטר נפסל אין שומן, דיקח שווה כשתיפי שתאחס מן התיפס, כמו תיפס לב ומלמה מויז ועידים, והשטר ניקושר בלוי זה כמו בלוי זה, אבל זמן שהשטר כושר, בלוי זמן אי שומן כמה שווה, ובראשל מאי כאומר רב לזה, הכר הילך החמי שתופס הידים ופוליג הגמורה שלנו דימסקר זמן וסייבה דין מסירה כעשה והשטר כושר בלי דרכסימה ושומן כמה שווה שאין צורך לעזר אחרי מסירה ולסלי העולניש נדגת פושוט דיושלמה does not agree with the lotioning את פושוט דיסובה רב שם גם לי לא דרכסימה כעשה. Alright, now the Gemara says בליטי מוחה, שני מרז מתעלה, סוכנמי דפלדה, ואפסידה, הולי קשי, דחזיה לקטנים. והודו אמרו, אם הוא יסו טליץ מוזבס, חילקין, הוכנמי דפלדה לו, ואפסידו, הולי קשי, דחזיה לנמלוכים. והוד איתנן, הוי שניים ריחבין על הבהימו, אך נמי פלגלו האפסדו בישלי מתאירו החזי לבוסו, אלא תמאו האפסדו, אלא לידומה, אך נמי לידומה. אוקיי, נאו, נאו סוגי. אומר רומה בחומה, זה סימרס המקביע מציע לחבר, יקון החבר. Since the Mishnah says, in Shnaimers, Masnis Diktone Shnaim Shik Bio Mitzio, Kono, Konuo, Viachleik, Uche Magbia, Magbia Lidashi, Ikne Bochavere, Hetze, Shmamina Magbia Mitzi. Why does Rashi say, Uche Magbia, Magbia Lidashi, Ikne Bochavere, Hetze? Maybe the Magbia, after all, everyone says Kulushali. So everyone claims I was the first one to pick it up, and I had kavonet to be zeiche completely for myself, and not that you and the other fellow says no. On the contrary, I picked it up first, then you came and grabbed it. So Mimile, what kind of a ray is amagbim tzil chaver is gonna have it? The answer is because the Gemara says leinu masnis in the loy kibenanes. So the name must listen the loik rabiesi. So the Gemara says al maiki rabbonon. So the rabbonon say yachleiku. So bloishvui, and here is after bishvui. So the Gemara says no. The rabbonon is consistent with the view of the rabbonon. Haimai iamar bishleim rabbonon hosom devadai haimoni dechad minayu. Amar Rabbanim Mechashiyo lo Hochedik lemimba Tavayu, because Eima Tavaya Agbuo Bibasachas. At the same time, so in order to be Achluka Yechili Semes, in other words, you only say Achleiku if it's Achluka Yechili Semes. If there is a possibility that the Achluka is Semes, what's the possibility? The possibility is that they both pick it up at the same time, and each one had kavone that he should be zeichet. And the other fellow, after all, that's the honest thing. I mean, because they both pick it up at the same time. So, since there is such a possibility, so then there's aloha of yachleiku. But in the case of shnayim shifkidu, Zemonov is a Messiah, so then it's in Achluka Yechel Yisemes. So then we don't say Yachleiku. We don't say Yachleiku. But Zen is Noito Money, Vizenito Money. And the third money is Munachachi Yovelio. So, some Mele, that's the Raya of Homo Bachome. There's the guy of Ron Bachome, this is Meres, Hamadbim, Sil Havere, Con Havere, this Alkadat of Hoy Con Havere, Toss is Zukim Shimnachas Logabikarake, Vizuk Shimnachas Logabikarake, Litten Loise, Beloise, was the guy, but over here, in the Reish of the Mishneh, so each one claims to have picked it up first, and then the other one grabbed it. The answer is, but we wouldn't say Achleiku, unless there is a possibility of Achluka Yechol Yisemes. But if we are to say that Amir Mitzil Chaveri is Loikon Chaveri, then it's in Achluka Yechol Yisemes, so then we shouldn't say Achleiku. Why does the Mishnah say Achleiku? So it's a raya that we say HaMagbiya Mitzil Chaveri is Kon Chaveri. אמר רבי, לא ילמי מלוח המקביע מציל חברי, לא יקון החברי. ואוך הנה תיימי, מיגד זוך לנפשי זוך נמלחב. Maybe מקביע מציל חברי, לא יקון החברי. But here in the case of the Mishnah, since he's מקביע for himself, and he should be even in the case of So he has kavone to be zeiche in half of the talis himself. So mele, since migid zochle nafshe zochle chavre. But in the case of hamagbia mitzil chavere, where he does not intend, where Reuven picks up a mitzir for Shimon, so, and he does not intend to be zeicher himself, so then So then we don't say that he is Zeche. Teira, Shilom al Shluchei Tzeyu Gneiv Livi Gonav Potam. If Reuven says to Shimon, go and steal from me, and then Shimon is Mikhaim Lishliches, and he steals for Reuven. In other words, he doesn't want to acquire a kinyan in the Chifetz HaGonuv. He just does it on behalf of Reuven. So, we say, Ein Shliach L'Avere. In other words, Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishneh. So Reuven is not Chayav. V'shutvin Shegomvu Chayav. But Shutvin Shegomvu, my time, I love Mishum Damrinon, Migel Zochel in Avshei, Zochel Chavre. Shmamino. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tezus. What does it mean, Shutvin Shegomvu? Rashi says, Shutvin Shegomvu, Teda, da filu ima lo ikon chaverei, heichad igbiya kulo das chaverei, hochad igbiya laatzme ul chaverei, kone mishumige. Potaram shalayach, potaram shalom keifu. Di kaimulon in shliach dvaravere li ischayev shilche, elo shliach, di divri arav, di divri atalmi, divri mishem. Di lushutin shegomvu, ואחד הציעו מרשוס ביילים לדייתי לדס חברי אמרינו לו כמה דחיון דס רשי סופשט שוצי שגומבו doesn't mean that Reuven and Shimon together picked up the חיפס בתיר אז נאיבי but Shimon picked it up on behalf of Reuven so then on behalf of Reuven and on behalf of himself that is Reuven told him you go and steal for me and you also steal for yourself will divide the chayfetz agonot. So then and Shimon went and stole. So then the aloch is that they're chay. Tesis is chaylik. Piri vikuntres sheheitzi lidaiti udas haveri. Kedise bevokami. Veinire deosam bitvicha aire. So there is a special zersakosov that by Tviche, there is especially a kosher by Tviche and by Mile, that yes, Shliach L'Avir. In Kol HaTere Kule, so we say, Ein Shliach L'Avir. But by Tviche and Mechire, we have exerus a kosher that yes, Shliach L'Avir. So Shnei Ksum Aboim Ke'achod in Ramdim, so Mele we can't learn out as a general din that yes, Shliach L'Avir. So it's only these two in Yonim it's an exception. So Tesis Kashi is, so the aloha of Yesh Lichad Avere only applies to Tviche. It doesn't apply to Neve. But it's no Kashi against Rashi, because Tveach is Chayev Dalet Vei if it was preceded by an act of Neve. But if somebody is Tveach, the Sheyav Seh of Chavere is a Mazik. He's not Chayav Dalet Vei, just a Mazik. So Mimele, since the Chiyuv Tviche is only Shayach by Dovra Aganuf, so the Gzeres HaKosuf, that by Tviche is Yeshlich HaVere, implies not only by Tviche there is Aloche of Yeshlich HaVere, by Gneve too there is Aloche of Yeshlich HaVere, because if it wouldn't apply to Gneve, so it wouldn't be Chayev, it wouldn't apply to Tviche either, because the Chiyuv of Dalet Vehei is only Shayach if it's a Dovar Agonuf. So that's Rashi Shite. Teise Shite is not like that. True that the Chiyuv of Dalet Vehei by Tviche is only when there was Igneve, but that does not mean that the same Akzer Sakosuf of Yeshliach Vavere that is mentioned that is Uitofrei Umechorei, so the Oy is Marbe Ibn Aldi Shliach, so that it applies to the Gneve as well. Alright, this Akdai Holkon Chaverei, Tosi Zug, Omar Ove Leila Mimoloch Amad Bin Shol Chaverei, Loikon Chaverei, Vohochane Taime, Migdi Zochon Napshe Zochon Machav. Teda Ashiloma Lishluche Seyub Nevli Vigonav Ispota Vishutrin Shegonvu Ischayovin. My time allowed me from Damrino Migidloch and Afshloch Machafashman. Anyway, so the Rashi is all right. And Nachlos David says that. But I saw that many Mechaber and Eski Kashi. From this Rashi, it's mashma that even in the case where Yeshliach Lavera, let's say, Batviche, so that only means that the Mishalach is also Chayim, but it's not half koye of the Chiyuv of the Shliach, and it's Mistava like that, like this Rashi here, because the Shliach, he does the Maizaver himself, he certainly is Chayim. He steals for himself, Shimon steals for himself and for Ruvi. For himself he certainly chayim. Even though there is aloche that the Maisa Avere of stealing is attributed to Ruvin also. So Ruvin is also chayim, but it's more afkoye of his Maisa Avere. And it's mistava like that. However, on that question, there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis in Dush, Daf Mem Aleph. Daf Mem Beis on my base. We hold it now. Hashem, the Gemara is discussing there the aloche of in shliach l'aver. We hold it now. Hashaleach as aver of yatzchah reshit v'kot. Potam v'dini odom v'chay v'ni shamay. Shila b'yat pikeach, pikeach chay. V'amay neime shluch ha-shalorim k'meise. So why do we say shliach b'yat pikeach, pikeach chay? At all. Why is the pikeach? Why is the Bekir Chayev? As we should say, he did it Bekir Ashliches of Ruvin. So Ruvin should be Chayev. As the Gemara says, Shana Hosom the Inshliach Udvarabere. The Amrinon Divre Arav Divre Atalmi Divre Mishim. So Rashi says here, name is Lucas Lorin to me, say, Yishayev Shelche Viloyashliach. Viloyashliach. So it is a Slidam Dushin is Masik and Rashi. He says, Ein Nire Mashikos of Ameire. Viloyashliach. The Shliach Bivare Chayev. But Rashi Shiti is that if we say Shliches, so then if not for the aloche of Ishliach Lavere, if there is Ishliach Lavere, so then it's afkoye of the chiyuv of the Shliach. Because if we say Shliches, so it's like just like Abikinyonim. Gabikinyonim, if Ruven points Ishliach, points Shimon as Ishliach to make a kinyan in a certain chayfes, to buy or to make a kinyan in a certain chayfes, so then it's effective for the Mishalach, not for the Shliach. Even if the Shliach has a das to be zeche for himself, but he made him the Shliach, so then, unless he said beferesh, I am not fulfilling the Shlichas. But if he didn't say it beferesh with the Eidim, so then the Mishalach is kene. So, Gabe Avere too, if there is Shlichas Lavere, so then it's half koye of the Maisa Avere by the Shliach. So, how is it that Rashi here, that Rashi here is Chelik? Because Rashi here says, Ilushutin Shigomvu. So, is Chayovin. Why? Because Migid is Ochle Nafshe, is Ochle Chavre. And Shimon was Geneif on behalf of Ruvain, and he had in mind to be Geneif for Ruvain and for himself, But why is he keine for himself? Since the rishlichest, because the zarsakosuf of oitofche implies that even the gabigneve the rishlichest, so it should be afkoye of his own kine. Obviously, according to Rashi, there is a difference between Ashleachas Abeiro and Neve. Because Bashleachas Abeiro, so the Mechayev is not the Maise Haezek. The Mechayev is the Chiyuv Shmire. Shmiras Momeni Olofu. Or Odom Shmiras Gufi Olofu. So in other words, Loi Shmirenu implies a chiyuv shmir, that if a person makes a mazik, or he has a mazik, like a sheya, shatam, or a shemwed, he's mechuyev to watch. And it's not just the imamdik aloch. After all, the Torah says, lo yishmerenu v'im shenagachu mitmeil shil shem, v'hu ad bivolof, ha-sheya yumos v'gam, ha-sheya yisokil, in Kefa Yushasolov, so then he's not Chayav Mizeh Shamayim. So Rashi Shiti Makis that pays, and Rashbam and Chumash is that only if he pays the Kefa, so that takes off the Chayav Mizeh Shamayim. But if he doesn't pay the Kefa, so he's Mamish Mechuyav Mizeh Shamayim. The Venezre is Chilik, and Ezra says, all of Yumos means Rohu Lis Chayev Mizeh B'Shamayim Im Loi Sha'atero Chiyavte Lishalim Keifa. Reb Chaim said that if there hadn't been a machlekes between the Ben Ezra and Rashi and the Rashbam, he would say like the Ben Ezra. In other words, but anyway, so we see here that the Bechayev, that the haloche of lo yishmerenu is not just the momentic haloche, like the chiyuv of a shimasoho to pay for gnei aveide. There it's a momentic haloche. A sheil is chayev bonus. Can we say that the sheil which behime died beines, so he's a roshe chas v'sholem, and the shimasoho was where the behime was stolen or got lost, and not for pshia, is a rosh chas v'sholem. It only means that he's mechuyev to pay mamon, but not that there is any ma'aseh avera. Mashein kein, by mamon amazik, or when one makes a mazik, it bear a eish, so then there is a ma'aseh avera, and the ma'aseh avera of lo yishmerenu. So that is the mechayev of mamon. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says in Perik Hey Milches Niski Mamon, מפני שעושה לאודם להזיק לשלם מה שהזיק אפילו ליקרים הנזק עושה. So the Ram, if a behime is a custom to trespass, Reuben's behime is a custom to trespass on Shimon's order, so Shimon first has to warn Reuben, he should watch the behime, she shouldn't trespass. But if he warned him three times and she still trespassed, then Shimon has the right to take the behemoth and shecht it, and then tell Ruvain to eat the basar. That's based upon the halacha of the Avidinish Milinafshi. In other words, when Ruvain comes into Shimon's spice, Shleiber Shus, and Shimon doesn't want him, so Shimon can tell him, go out, suppose he refuses. So he has to tell him again, second time, third time, go out, I don't want you here. You're not welcome here. If he refuses, he's allowed to push him. And even in the course of pushing, he fell, Shimon, and got hurt. He is not mechuyev because of it in his nili nafshi. So that's the aloche in the Gemara HaMeniach of Ovid in his nili nafshi. But the Rambam mentions mipnei she'osa le'odom likrim anezek afu likrim afu hazi kol ishalim ashizi afu likrim anezek osa. Why does the Rambam have to mention afu likrim anezek osa? The answer is, since lo yishmarenu implies in my savere, and the one who doesn't watch the Shea is a roshe, so the question is a roshe, what avere did he do? The answer is, there is a niser of being mazik mamer chaveri. There is a niser of being mazik mamer chaveri. So memele, why? What does it mean, mazik? Not only mazik b'yadayim. Im mazik on, if I make a be'er, and then the she'er chaverei falls into the be'er, so he's the geirem. But krome bin zokin is only chay bin yishamayim. But here there is a partial be'er, so he's chay bin the other. And if I make a fire in my own courtyard, and then the fire spreads, and burns down the Kodesh Chaverei a mile away, so I'm also chayev. Because why am I chayev? After all, at most I'm a geirem, but here there is a aloche of Shmiras Mameini Olafu. So he's mechuyev to watch. So the parsha of Chiyuv Tashlumim, of Niskimomin, of Olam HaMazik, also implies a Nisa. And that's the reason as to why it's high. And that's also the reason as to why the Gemara says in Akinis that Oser Li'odom L'Hatzil Atzmei B'Momin Chaver. And the Gemara learned out from the Pesuk in Shmuel V'Gabi the Plishtim. So in other words, the Plishtim waged war against the Jews, and then so David asked the Shaila of the Sanhedrin, is he allowed to burn down the Kodesh Chaverei in order to counteract the attack by the Plishtim? So the answer by the Sanhedrin was also lehatzlasim omer chaverei eloshato melech hato u melech piris legera. So Tesis points out, what does it mean? Osala haslas machaveh, chas v'sholem, we should say such a thing, that if a person can save himself by breaking the kelim of the chaveh, he's not allowed to master that. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that redeif, shor redeif ha-chaveh, and the nirdaf, and or somebody else who is mechuyev the heart to be matzel the nirdaf, Binafish already, so stepped and broke Kalim Shal Chaverei, so Misaradin he would have to pay, but a special takonic, because if he will have to pay, so some people would hesitate to matzel the near that Binafish already, because they don't want to pay money. But Midarai say is Mechuyev to pay, but it doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem that it's also. So it's certainly the Isar of Mazik, but it means that you have to pay. So why does the Gemara use the Loshon Oser? So the Pshat is, it's Mutar and is Mechuyev to be Mazik, but with the intention, the Kavone, to compensate the Nizik. But if he breaks the Kelim of Chaverei with the Kavone, not to compensate him, then he has an avera. Not because he saved himself at the expense, but for the intention to not pay avera. So in other words, so that's a nisa. So Mele Rashi distinguishes between the case of Hashaleach Havera B'yat Pikeach, so Pikeach Hayet, so Mele, so he is, so the Gemara has the Kashi, Neime Shluchesh Lom Kemeisei, Yishayev Shilche V'lo Yashliach. And here Rashi says that it's no raya from Shutzin Shegonbu. It's no raya from the Mishnah that Hamagbim Tzil Chaveri Kona Chaveri. Because who he could say Hamagbim Tzil Chaveri is Loi Kona Chaveri. And here, because Migel Zochle Nafshei is Zochle Chavre, because he wanted to be Zeche for himself, some merely Zachluka Yechel Yesemes, and he can be Zeche for his friend too. So the question is, but according to Rashi, how do we say Migel Zochle Nafshei Zochle Chavre, since there is Zeche Bat Chavere, some merely he cannot, Rashi says in Dushan, that where he does the hezek be'at chaverei, so then he should be mechuyev the mishalach and the shliach not. That's what Rashi says in Dushan. She is chayev sheiche, ein shliach choshev shliach v'averei she is chayev shule elo shlis. So he says, "Nemish shluch eshlem kemeisei yischayev shilche v'leyashliach." So why is gneve distinguished from mazik? The answer is, by gneve the mechayev is the meise gneve. The meise gneve. So mele, if the chayev is the meise gneve, and the shliach himself does the meise gneve, even though he does it on behalf of the mishalach. But it's no afkoye of his own achayes, of his own chiv. Mashenkin b'mazik, the mechayev is not the maise, but the fact that he was negligent. So mele, if the chiv shmire is upon the mishalach, so it's afkoye that the shliach is not ever the avere of lo yishmeren. Alright. Now, Omar Rabbi, Hashte de Amrit, Amrino Nige, Cheresh u Pikeach, Shibir Mitzio, Mitir Shekono Cheresh, Kono Pikeach. Because a Cheresh cannot be kin in the rice, he has no das. But, Mitnidaki Sholem, the Chachomim or Misakein, that the Cheresh should be kin. So, Mele, since Midrabonon, the Cheresh is kine, for himself, even though it's Misadaki Sholem, so Mele the Pikeach is also king. Hashti the Amrat Migid Zochel Nafshei, Cheresh Pikeach Sheik Biyo Mitziye Konu Oro, Afal Pi Shag Boye Shol Cheresh Inag Boye Likni Sel Midaki Sholem, Kitnan Cheresh Yid Bikotten, Yish Boim Gezlom Midaki Sholem, Afal Hoch Oma Migid Zochel Nafshei, because the Mishneh in Anizokhin mentions many halachas of the Akisholim, but they're not all on the same level, because let's say the halach of the Akisholim Kerik Rishay and Levi Sheni and Yisrael Shlishi, that's only Takone, that's not Shusi. In other words, a Levi cannot demand that he should get an aliyah. In other words, if they don't give an aliyah sheni after the kain, so itakonis chachom darkisholim. But he doesn't get any shlusim. But then the Mishnah mentions that if the kechovim can be milakeit, like a chikrul peh, that is given for whom? For Yisrael, not for the Kachovim. So the Kachovim can be lacking. So what is it? So it doesn't mean that Chachomim or Ikar Disagezel. After all, if the Lekachik Kopeya belongs to the Ani Yisrael, so it's Gezel on the part of the Kachovim. So Darkei Sholem, we are allowed to let the Kachovim be a Gazlan? The answer is no. The Chachomim are misaking the Daniel and the Kachovim have his schus in the Lekit. Even though it belongs to Daniel Israel, they have a schus to be Melaki the Lekit Shikopeye. So nearly it's no Gezel. So here too, that Cheresh has no Kinyan, he has no Das, but in Darkei Sholem he has a Kinyan. Since he has a Kinyan, so nearly we say, Nigid Zochle Nafshei, Izochle Chavre, especially according to Rishenin, that the Kinyan mid Rabbonon is effective mid Raise because of Hefka Bezn Hefka. So this is what the Gemara says. Hashte de Amre, Amrino Nigid Zochle Nafshei. Sochle Chavre, Cheresh Bikeach, Shig Bio Mitzio, Mitirch Kono Cheresh, Kono Bikeach, Bishlim Cheresh Kone, Diko Magbori Ben Das, El Bikeach Maikon, El Eime, Cheresh Kone, Bikeach Leikon. So the Gemara is Deichet. Bishlim Cheresh Kone, Diko Magbori Ben Das, Reish Hashem Yilitzir Shneem. Bereishi shall sat cheresh li gabe cheresh mi hava agboi kidi tikun leim dake sholim al pikiya maikon li gabe kiyach hava reishi shi igbiya cheresh kimuna chal gabe karke because agboi requires not only kavone. A cheresh is not mufke of kavone. A cheresh the rai is that by get if God li zim it al gabov so he can write it yet, because he guides him, he tells him to have kavon. A chereshid v'kotna mufke of das, and even if he's a chochem like Shleimei, if he's a kotna, he's das, he's no das, so mele the gemore is a kashe, how can the pekiya be kene? All the cheresh is kene, special takonis chachon, that the kinyan by the cheresh is a kinyan, and mele is considered bidas too, but how can the pekeya be kene? Because of nigid zochle nafshe zochle chavre, but the one who is zechle chavre has to have das, not just kavone, to be zechle chavre. So yes, and his das is no das. So how can he be kene? Bishli mecheresh kon edi komagum and das. The reisha hashem liser shne. The reish is the tzot cheresh ta becheresh mi vahava agboye ki di tikun leim ni da kisholim ela pkeya maikone li gabi pkeyach hava reish is higbiya cheresh ki munach al gabi karke da agboye de cheresh li kanyi ela mi da kisholim baum so the Gemara says ela im a cheresh kone pkeyach li kone umay mige mige di shne cheresh im baum kone so mi meile when two pikrim are magbiya, so they're also king. Hi, Namekon. Hi, Mai. Imti.